In Brooklyn, New York today, four African Americans filed a class action lawsuit in federal court seeking reparations for slavery. The lawsuit accuses three American corporations of profiteering from slavery before it was abolished 137 years ago, and it argues the companies should pay restitution. But some legal scholars are dubious about the suit's chances. From member station WBGO, Nancy Solomon reports.
The lawsuit hopes to represent 35 million African Americans who are descendants of slaves. It targets the insurance company Aetna, the financial services group Fleet Boston, and a railroad company, CSX. Plaintiff Deidrea Farmer Pellman, a New York legal researcher and activist, says she's attended law school and spent years researching corporate connections to slavery before today's filing.
I am so happy to have come to this point where we are going to finally hold corporations accountable for the crimes against humanity that they've committed against my ancestors.
Farmer Pellman is joined by three other African Americans, one a 91-year-old woman. The plaintiffs allege Aetna sold insurance to white owners for their slaves, that slaves were used to build the railroads now owned by CSX, and that Fleet Boston was founded by a slave trader. Attorney Bruce Nagler says the strategy borrows from successful Holocaust reparations cases.
It targets those companies that we can prove were built on the backs of African slaves that was never paid for. And we say, 150 years later, pay for it.
Aetna has apologized for selling insurance on the lives of slaves and made donations to black community organizations. The insurer says no further action should be required. Kathy Burns, spokeswoman for the railroad company CSX, says the courtroom is the wrong place to repair mistakes of the past.
Slavery was a tragic, tragic chapter in our nation's history. But it's a history that's shared by every American, and its impacts cannot be attributed to any single company or industry.
Some experts say the legal hurdles are huge. For one thing, it's a big question whether the courts will allow living descendants of slaves to make claims in the names of their forebears. And there aren't clear remedies in state and federal law for dealing with the social scourge on the order of slavery. Anthony Seebach, a professor at Brooklyn Law School, studies the interaction between civil liability and social change. He thinks the lawsuit makes a mistake in focusing on what's called unjust enrichment. Seebach says this reduces the social destruction of slavery to a mundane area of the law, and he says that's problematic.
This is an extremely unusual case. While one can imagine unjust enrichment cases on a very everyday level involving property is wrongfully taken and never returned, or even labor that's been wrongfully taken through trickery or through breach of promise and never paid for, it's highly unusual.
The suit seeks an unspecified amount of money from the corporations to set up an independent historic commission to fully investigate profiteering from slavery, as well as a humanitarian fund to pay restitution and damages. The attorneys say they will file another suit shortly in New Jersey and plan to add other corporations to the complaint if it proceeds through court. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.